Memo, CPAC to oppose Republicans who meet with woke corporations. By Wendell Hasebo on September 23, 2022. CPAC announced Friday the fund will not support any Republican for leadership positions that meet and consult with woke corporations, a memo obtained by Breitbart News reveals. As Republicans prepare for a new dawn in Congress, CPAC has been courted for our endorsement in various leadership races and for chairmanships, CPAC's chairman Matt Schlapp wrote. The first step to earn our support is a new shared strategy to reprimand corporations that have gone woke. Schlapp said the strategy must be implemented because woke corporations have colluded with Democrats in the culture wars against Republicans and conservative causes. Specifically, these companies have colluded with the Biden administration to silence conservative voices, promoted lies about voter ID and chose not to support conservatives who stand for fair elections, are paying for the travel costs for employee abortions, including late term, subsidized by their customers, a majority of which stand for life, are promoting radical gender theory and gender modification onto our children, and supported the anti-police BLM movement that wreaked havoc on streets and in neighborhoods across the county and has contributed to a spike in violent crime. Pledge that you will not meet with these CEOs or their leadership teams, especially their government affairs staff, who have been hostile to policies that help all Americans, until they change their ways. CPAC's initiative is a response to numerous incidents where corporations and Democrats colluded against Republicans. For instance, in 2021, the MLB canceled its All-Star game from Atlanta in response to the state of Georgia's election integrity initiative. In 2022, Disney tried to influence young children with sexual material by having many LGBTQIA characters in our stories, as Disney's corporate president Carrie Burke put it. One of the congressional members leading the fight against woke corporations is Representative Jim Banks, RN, the chairman Republican Study Committee, RSC, which organizes House members in the fight against the establishment. Banks has gone to battle against Disney's wokeism, along with introducing the Save Democracy Act to protect election integrity in light of the MLB's boycott of Georgian taxpayers and small businesses. The act was the first legislation the RSC and Chairman Banks introduced this Congress. Chairman Banks told Breitbart News the committee is poised to unite against the wokeism within the establishment uniparty. The RSC has fought against gender ideology, ESG, attacks on election security, the censorship of pro-life voices and coziness with the Chinese Communist Party. We have over 160 members and they are unified against corporate wokeness. Republicans want leaders who will fulfill their commitment to stand up to woke corporations, and I'm very confident that's what we will get, he added. In July, Banks told Breitbart News how environmental, social, and government, ESG, radical policies perpetrate a war on American energy and underscored many of the GOP solutions to combat ESG activism under a Republican majority in November. ESG from Wall Street has become the latest weapon the establishment uses to force social and political positions on Americans unrelated to their core business. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.